This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. It's your host, Tim Link, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. Got a really fun and interesting show coming up. We're going to talk about wolves. We're going to talk about illustrations. We're going to talk about all kinds of wonderful stuff to do with our wolf companions and conservation. And of course, we'll mostly talk to the author, Leocadia George, about her recent book, Trumpet the Miracle Wolf Pup, Trumpet Becomes a Mom. So we're going to talk a little bit about the book itself, her work with the wolf conservation, and also talk to her about writing. How's that going? How was it like to put together the book? So it's going to be a fun show, very interesting. So everybody hang tight. We'll come back right after this commercial break. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Joining me now is author and super-duper volunteer of the Wolf Conservation Center, Leocadia George. Leocadia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited about having you on the show. You know, we do a lot of different authors, and we don't often, though, get to talk to those that are involved in animal conservation and then turning that into a book that has wonderful illustrations and gets a solid message across. And that's what you've accomplished, obviously, with Trumpet, the Miracle Wolf Pup. Trumpet Becomes a Mom. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the book itself and how it came to be.
So the book is now a series, and it's actually about one of the wolves at the Wolf Conservation Center. She is a Mexican gray wolf. She is critically endangered, and her nickname happens to be Trumpet. And when I learned of her story, I thought this is perfect for young kids. So I decided to write it down and have her story help save her species.
That is a wonderful cause and a wonderful way to go about doing things, and getting our youth involved at a very early age is the most important thing of all. So in the series then, I had to jump right in there. Did you ever envision this being a series? Was it more of volunteering to help a good cause, and all of a sudden I'm looking for ways to do a little bit more and do something different? How did all that come about?
Yeah, so originally it was supposed to be one book, but I did want it to be for younger kids. So with that, to fit all of it into one book, that would have been way too much for, let's say, a 3 or 4 year old to kind of sit through. So at some point I said, you know, this has got to be broken up into different segments. And it actually is now 4 segments, but with a 5th one hopefully coming out next year. Let's see. But yeah, each segment is a different portion of her life. And I like that it just kind of highlights also a bit of conservation, just to kind of introduce young kids to conservation, especially for wolves. I think that's very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you put together then the various books and breaking it down into a series, is it chronological? Can someone jump into it right away in the middle and go back to the previous books? How did you decide which ones to put out first?
Yeah. So I started off, you know, with her beginning, with her birth, her miraculous birth. But people don't have to start from the beginning if they don't want to. If, let's say, a child, you know, really is excited about, you know, seeing a pup development, then just go for the second book, which is Trumpet Grows Up. It goes through the different stages of pup development, including some, you know, little funny moments of, you know, her taking a tumble or her smelling mommy's poop. But yeah, so people can choose it out of order and can go back and forth.
Fantastic. Now, why trumpet? Obviously, there's a lot of wolves, a lot of them I'm sure that you take care of and are a part of. What makes trumpet so special?
Yeah, so she is the only descendant from her father's line. They are critically endangered, and at the time, he was the most genetically distinct wolf in the entire program. They didn't think that he could have puppies, and lo and behold, he did have a puppy, Trumpet. She was considered a miracle birth. So when I learned that part about it, and then also how she got her nickname, which was, spoiler alert, she was loud like a trumpet. But I just thought, you know, this is the perfect story for younger kids to relate to. It's easier for a young child to relate to one character versus, let's say, three or four characters. And so with her being the sole puppy in the family, I thought that was a great opportunity to highlight her story.
Yeah. And it's a real life story as well.
And
it goes through the hearing. So, and I think that's a brilliant part of it as well, because obviously through the book, we learn a lot about wolf conservation. We see the story unfold, and then we can reflect back that it is a real live wolf.
Yeah, you can watch her on the web cameras. The Wolf Conservation Center has live web cameras. In fact, in the fourth book, Trumpet Becomes a Mom, she actually gave birth to the puppies that are featured and introduced in the fourth book. She gave birth to them live on those cameras. They have a den camera. She chose that den, and we got to watch her giving birth, nursing her puppies, and just coming into her own, becoming a wonderful, caring mom.
That is so nice. That is so nice. So when you're putting together the book and you're breaking it into various sections, into various series parts of it, how did you go about doing that? I mentioned a little bit earlier, was it chronological, or is it something that, you know, how do you define certain parts that would be interesting as far as putting them down in a book?
Yeah, so obviously the first one introduces her. She's born in that, and it's really nice to see kids' reactions to that, especially when, you know, the character Babs, who is a real person, she lifts the top of the box and there is Trumpet, and it's a big surprise. And I love to see kids' faces when they find out that there is a puppy. And so the second thing, I really did want to highlight pup development, because it is so fun to see how quickly they develop and the stages. The third one, you know, obviously Trumpet had to have puppies of her own to be able to continue giving that genetic DNA through her puppies. So she was introduced to another wolf, and that wolf was flown in from Arizona to the Wolf Conservation Center by a group of pilots that donate their flights to saving endangered species called Lighthawk Conservation Flying. And as a thank you, her mate was nicknamed Lighthawk. So that's the perfect way to introduce to kids that, you know, not only do you have staff members working with the wolves to help with conservation, but you also have a group of pilots that do that as well. And it's just a fun way to highlight various aspects of conservation.
And I think that's an important part of it as well, because, you know, there are wonderful stories to begin with, and the illustrations that were done by Maddie Moore, fantastic, fun. I love every part of that. But the messages and the different aspects of it, I mean, because if you're, I could imagine if you're a child, not only do you love the illustrations and the storyline, but then you hear about the wolves being real and how to help them and how to help them thrive. And then if you're a young child and you're interested in being, you know, in aviation, all of a sudden you have a group in there that's that does the work, the rescue work, and flies them in. So there's different aspects that may trigger a certain child that has a certain interest into the theme of the book as well.
Right, exactly.
That's great. So as writing the books, I mean, is your background in writing, or did you get an epiphany at some point, or how did that all come about?
No, I mean, I do like writing, but I never envisioned myself writing a book or anything like this. But I really saw the opportunity for her story to be given as a children's book. And I said, you know, originally I wanted the Wolf Conservation Center to do it. And I said, you know, I'll help you write it. And of course, they're like, yeah, we got a lot on our plate right now. And so then I asked if I could do it. And that's how it happened. You know, I just didn't want to let this go. I wanted her story to reach young kids.
I love that. I love that. So he or she who speaks up first often gets the pleasure, right? Oh, goodness. Well, tell us a little bit about the Wolf Conservation Center, where it's at, and how people can get involved in that.
Yeah, it's in South Salem, New York, probably about, 45 minutes, maybe an hour outside of New York City. So people can go there to visit. They just would need to sign up for a program and learn about the wolves. But like I said, they can also follow them on Facebook or go to their site and watch on the web cameras, learn about the wolves. They have a lot of information on their site, from, activities that are great for school kids, but also, up to someone who's studying biology and they want to learn about, the various aspects of the wolf conservation program.
Nice, nice. Well, we'll definitely post the website and all the information on the episode as well, so everybody can take a look at that and tap into the cameras and learn a little bit more about it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back right after this, and we'll talk a little bit more about the book itself, which is, of course, Trumpet, the Miracle Wolf Pup, Trumpet Becomes a Mom. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the writing of it as well. So everybody hang tight. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Or wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a 4-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises as a method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Continue our conversation with author Leo Katia George in her book, Trumpet the Miracle Wolf Pup, Trumpet Becomes a Mom, and of course the whole series that goes along with Trumpet. So put together the book. We talked a little bit about, okay, you wanted this done. They said, we're kind of busy. And so you did it yourself. Now, how did you find the whole process? Was it super breezy, easy, get somebody to illustrate some stuff, done in a week, we're ready to go? Or was there a whole lot more to it than that?
So the outline was obviously there. I really did try to stay true to her experiences, the events in her life. But some of it was also through observation of various puppies. Obviously, I was when she was born, and they actually didn't have a lot of footage of her as a puppy. They do have some videos, but a lot, especially with the second book, with the pup development, a lot of it I actually got from the web cameras and watching the other puppies, the tumbles that they take, the crouching down, and I'll put the playing, but playing with frogs in quotes, because it wasn't always playing with frogs. But they definitely have a lot of frogs there. And so that's kind of fun to watch the puppies bouncing around with the frogs or chasing them. And so, yeah, so I really did try to stay true to wolf behavior and observation, either of Trumpet and her family or of the other puppies.
And so you mentioned earlier about how do I, I'm focusing on, as an author, on young adults, young kids, to get them interested in what I'm trying, the message I'm trying to send while making it fun. How did you pare that down? Because I could imagine, okay, you said, okay, I've got all this, it's too big, so we're going to put it in a series, but yet I still only have, a handful of pages to get the message across. How do you go about weeding out, saying, okay, here's the important bits, here's the interesting bits, where do they collide, or what do I need to take out?
Yeah, so often what I would find was if I was trying to explain a certain aspect on a page, I would really have to say, do I really need to say all of this? Can I make the point just in a sentence or two sentences, just to kind of make it not so scientific? Let's put it that way. And so that was a bit of a challenge, but I thought I did a pretty good job. And I also recognized that some of the story is going to be told not only in the written form, but also through the illustration. So I really did work with Maddie Moore as far as how I wanted the illustration to look to also further that message that I'm trying to create in that story.
Yeah. And choosing the right illustrator. I mean, whether it's someone you know or someone you've heard about to get that message across, how was that whole process?
So it was definitely interesting. There was we had a good back and forth conversation, and she definitely wanted to work with me as far as what my vision was. I did throw her a little bit of a challenge. I asked her not to show the people's faces in the books. I just wanted the faces of the wolves being shown. I really wanted the kids to relate to the wolves, to make that emotional connection with the wolves rather than the people. But obviously the people do have an important role in her stories. And so one of the things I would try to kind of do is if someone had a signature look that we could all recognize, or a certain outfit that they always wore, I would have that person in that outfit so that they could be recognizable. But I did want their face to be either covered or them looking away. And that way, you know, and anytime the kid's seeing, you know, two eyes, a face, it's going to be of one of the wolves.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. And who wants to look at the people? We want to look at the wolves.
Yeah.
So we'll skip back to the Wolf Conservation Center. How did you get involved in that? And you've been doing it for close to a decade now, I guess.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It was my sister-in-law. So she was visiting with my brother from Italy, and she loves wolves. She found the Wolf Conservation Center. I didn't even know it existed. And she wanted to visit. Unfortunately, it was all booked out at that time. And so she wasn't able to visit, neither was I. And I tried to go back a couple times, and the plans with my friends kept on falling through. And so I saw that they had volunteer opportunities. And I said, well, I like to volunteer. So I just signed up to volunteer. And that's how I got to see the wolves. And, you know, they really had me at hello. I saw what they were doing there. I learned a lot. And I just said, this is definitely for me.
I love it. I love how it works out. Well, I've had the pleasure of working with wolves myself, a couple of conservation rescue organizations, and I've gotten to go into close encounters with them, some more wild than others. But it's a wonderful species. It's a wonderful cause you got going on. And big kudos for volunteering and now writing about all the wonderful wolves there. So that's fantastic. Where can people find out more about you, what's going on, get the books, and maybe volunteer a little bit themselves?
Yeah, so if they'd like to visit the Wolf Conservation Center's site, it's newyorkwolf.org. There they can find out about Trumpet, the other wolves that they help save there. If they'd like more information about me, they can either look at my bio at Briley and Baxter Publications. They have all the authors listed, and I'm Leocadia George. So they can kind of learn a little bit more about me, or they can write me directly on email, leocadiageorge.books@gmail.com. And would welcome any dialogue with anybody interested.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get all those posted. So those that are in the area, definitely come by and see the Wolf Conservation Center. And if you live in the area, you can definitely volunteer or lend your tides or talents or both to the organization. And definitely everybody pick up the copy of the book and the series. It's Trumpet the Miracle Wolf Pup, Trumpet Becomes a Mom, and the whole series that goes along with it, written by Leocadia George. Leocadia, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Big kudos on the book and the series, and keep up all the great work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, we're coming to end the show today. I want to thank everyone for listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I want to thank the producers and sponsors for making this show possible. If you got any questions, comments, or ideas for the show or any of the shows, you can drop us a line at petliferadio.com, and we'll answer your questions, entertain your comments, and bring on the people you want to hear from most. And while you're there, check out all the other wonderful shows and hosts. It's a cornucopia of howling trumpet fun. It's at petliferadio.com. So until next time, write a great story about the animals in your life, and who knows, you may be the next guest on Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.